I can feel my face when I'm with you. But loving, yes, loving. I say, I can feel my face when I'm with you. But loving, yes, loving. It's breakfast with Bob.
Pacho Man, everybody! Welcome to day two, Breakfast with Bob. We are brought to you by EAS Sports Nutrition, Hoka One One, Polar, Oska Wellness, Velo Fix, Four Seasons Hualalai. We'll be hosting our World Championship edition on Sunday, and we are broadcasting on triathlonworld.com. Our first guest of the day, one of our favorite people on the planet, three-time Ironman World Champion, and the run course record holder, Marinda Carfrey, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Bob. Yeah, I'm excited to be back.
You know what this reminds me of? It's in 2010, morning of the race, Chrissy Wellington doesn't start. And I'm sure everybody's like, she'd won three times in a row. And everybody's like, oh, my God, what do we do now? Well, what you did is you went out and won the race.
Yeah.
But then the next year, then it was the defending champion against the woman who hadn't lost, right? So this year feels to me a lot like that because Daniela won. But last year you crashed and really weren't right on race day, correct?
Totally, So, well, hopefully it'll be a great battle. I think there's some other girls that'll put their hands up too, but I'm looking forward to seeing what I can do.
So if you had won last year and you had won that fourth title, in my mind I was thinking, it might be close to baby time. I don't know. What were you thinking?
We just kind of take every year as it comes, honestly, and this race is the one focus of the year, so we kind of get through Kona and then figure out what we want to do next.
Right.
I mean, having a family is definitely on the radar for both of us. I'm 35 now. I'm not getting any younger. And but yeah, I mean, that doesn't mean it'll be the end of my times here at Kona. I'd like
not
to
at all.
Start a family and then have to hire full-time help. But yeah, I think I'd like to come back and continue racing into, you know, my 40s. I would think so.
So when you look at your history here with, you know, a second the first time out and then a first and then a second, then a third, and then win.
Yeah.
Every year you finished here and were on the podium, when you went home, you had something to celebrate, right? Yeah. Even if you won the win and took third, it's still something to celebrate. Last year, was it almost like an empty feeling like I did all that work and ended up really with nothing?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's where I'm so fortunate that my husband also races.
Yes.
And he had the race of his life, his highest ever finish. So that was something for us to celebrate as a team. We certainly try and celebrate each other's victories and defeats. And obviously the year before he had a terrible race
and
was walking in the energy lab. I think I passed him. It was just a horrible day for him. And I won. So, you know, that was what we focused on the year when he had a bad race. And when I wasn't able to finish, we focused on his race. So that's, you know, having said that, though, there's still that sadness. It's like it's a weird kind of not depression or just sadness that you have in the pit of your stomach after you aren't able to perform or aren't able to give your best effort or show what you're capable of on race day. And that takes a little while to get over. But, I mean, we're not really – we try not to dwell on those things for too long. And, you know, a few weeks go by, a month goes by, and then soon enough you're focused on the next challenge and the next year.
What I love is each year you tend to mix it up. 2 years ago you went to Challenge Roth, new experience, new place, and you win that race.
Yeah.
This year you go to Ironman Austria, right, break the course record.
Yep.
And that type of stuff just sort of revives you a little bit. You go to a new place, no expectations.
Yeah.
How fun was that for you?
It was a really enjoyable experience. Siri and I, as we always do, sat down at the end of the year and sort of figured out our plan to get to Kona. But I wanted to do a European Ironman and a fast Ironman. And since I'd already done Roth and I needed to finish an Ironman, I thought Ironman Austria is kind of perfect timing. It's right in June there. Plenty of time to be fit enough for it, but also plenty of time to recover and then get into my Kona block of training.
Right.
So the timing was great. What a beautiful place.
Yes.
Swimming in that lake is pristine, and Erwin and his team do such a great job looking after the pro athletes.
Sure.
My hotel was right on the course, so it couldn't have been easier. I stayed there for like 10 days before the race, and it was just a really, really nice experience. Tim came out and watched as well, so great to have his support. And it's always nice to go really fast too, so sub-250 marathon there, pretty happy with that.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and also that puts you in a position of thinking, Even when you go into a race like this, someone like a Daniela could have 8, 10, 12 minutes. Who knows what she might have off the bike. Do you have a number that you're comfortable with? That feel like if it's 10 minutes, I feel comfortable. Not comfortable, but yeah. I feel that that's doable to make up.
I think probably it comes back to 10. I mean, honestly, if I could give her 0 minutes, that would be ideal.
Yeah, of course.
But Daniela's
she's getting better as a runner, too.
Oh, yeah. She's such a great athlete all around. I'm such a good swimmer. I'm going to be behind her to swim and then try and limit that deficit on the bike. I would hope 10 minutes or less, but I'll roll with whatever I've got, do what I can on race day and see what happens.
What's always important to me is a champion is always reinventing yourself. And obviously you're hands down the best runner in the field, but you've also worked so hard on your swimming and your cycling, especially so that cycling doesn't become a detriment. It becomes a weapon.
Yeah.
And I think your cycling has become a weapon for you. Do you feel that, you know, over time you're just getting better and better on the bike?
Oh, well, I think, being a world champion, you're compared to the best athlete in the field, and my cycling ability is often compared to whoever's the fastest, and right now it's Daniela. But I don't know if I hear people comparing Daniela's run split to my run split and telling her that she needs to be a faster runner because it's the last leg of the race. So, the run is my strength. It's no secret. And the bike is a work in progress. I'm only 115, 118 pounds.
Yes.
And I don't know, I work really hard on that bike, and the times come down slowly, but yeah, I don't know how the girls ride so fast.
So when you look back 2 years, right, and it's funny how things change, because last year when you're injured and you can't race, but 2 years ago, the high of being 14:30 down off the bike to Daniela, right, who's, you know, at that point had just won 70.3 Worlds, is a tippy top of the race, and you... When you come off the bike and you hear, you know, 14:30, and you're I'm sure 10's a number, but 14:30 is a different number entirely.
Much different number.
Exactly. And someone who's gonna, it's not like she's dying and running 3:20. She's running what, 3:06, 3:07.
Yeah.
So for you, how do you keep your mindset at, rather than that one on your thing on your shoulder saying, I've won this a couple times at 14:30, be happy with 10th or 5th or your whatever place I'm in. How do you maintain that I'm just going to the front? Or you just take one person at a time? What do you do?
Yeah, I mean, certainly in that year, hearing that 14:30 off the bike was a kind of a shock. And it took me a couple, it rattled me, honestly.
Yeah.
It took me a couple of miles to really forget about that time and just focus on where I was. I was in eighth position coming off the bike, and there are a lot of women within reach.
Right.
And so my goal at that point became to get into the top five. It's always to get the very best out of myself, regardless of, you know, where I finished at the end. I knew I biked the best I can. I knew I looked after myself while on the bike. I hydrated and ate well. So it was just a matter of, okay, I'm in a good position to run a good marathon. I don't know how hard the girls up front had to ride to put that much time into me. Hopefully they rode too hard. And, I just sort of focused on one athlete at a time. That's the only thing you can do in that situation. You find yourself in a bad spot, you can throw in the towel, but I'd never forgive myself for something like that.
No.
So. I mean, the next best thing is to try and go after my fastest ever marathon, which is what I had to do that day, and was able to pull it off. And fortunately, Daniela came back to me with only 5K to go. So, that one was that was a tough day.
And having a day where you do a 250 marathon, when you have to do a 250 marathon, that's different than, you know, someone being 20 minutes back and running a 250 and finishing eighth, right? There's a lot less pressure. You every single step, you know, I have to make up ground if I'm going to catch this person.
Totally. But I mean, I think I've broken my run course record a few times. I think when you've gone there before, there's a belief that you can go there again. And I'm always trying to go faster than I have before anyway.
Right.
There's a lot of people expecting me to do that now. And so I certainly expect myself to do it. But, you know, you keep pushing and keep pushing, and hopefully it's there. And honestly, we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
What is it about this place that works so well for you, that you love? Obviously, you know, you've had success right from the very beginning. When you first stepped off the plane, you've had success here.
Yeah, this island has given me so much. I mean, I've revolved the last 8 years for sure around this race.
Yeah.
This is my eighth time racing here in Kona. And as you know, I plan my whole season around this race, think about this race a lot. But yeah, I mean, I get off the plane and the heat, the humidity, it feels like home to me. I grew up in Brisbane, Australia, and summers are hot.
Yes.
Really hot. In fact, it hasn't been that hot here the last few days, so we'll see if it heats up. But yeah, for me, it's like coming home. I enjoy, you know, sweating. I enjoy the feeling of having the humidity kind of engulf you as you hop off the plane. And my body seems to be able to perform well in this in these conditions. And certainly a lot of other athletes struggle, which is probably to my benefit.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I'll take it. I'm not going to complain.
So I love the role reversal where 2 years ago you break the world, you break the record, you come back from 14:30 down and win, and Tim has a bad day. Then last year, Tim has the race of his life, and that's going to be this Saturday, but he had a great race, finished on the podium, and you're out.
Yeah.
So you guys have really had to basically support the other person when you're dealing with sometimes the lowest lows.
Yeah, well, in fact, in 2013 when I won, Tim finished fifth that year.
Yes.
So that was his best to date. And so 13, that happened. We had 1 year each, and now I think we're due to both have a good year again this year. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see. We're both in good headspace, good shape. But this is Kona, and anything can happen out there in the lava fields. So we'll just try and get everything right, all the little things right from now until race day, and then let the cards fall where they may.
The other, when I look at the women's field, obviously deeper than ever. You know, you got Daniela Reif, but a woman who I've always been a fan of, Melissa Halschut, is for the first time able to get here seemingly healthy.
Yeah.
You've watched her for years. What does she bring to the table?
Mel is just relentless. I mean, she is just a maniac out there. She just goes for it. I mean, she has no fear. She goes out there and she goes hard from the gun until she drops. And that may be her only weakness, pacing.
Yes.
Because I don't know if she has an off switch. She'll just go a million miles an hour. I mean, that girl, she's tough.
Yeah.
So she'll be one to watch for sure on Saturday. She's one I'm interested to see how she'll race here. Obviously, the last couple of years, she's tried to get to Kona and has had crazy injuries.
Oh, I know. A massage, or broke a rib or whatever. Yeah, just crazy stuff.
Yeah, and so I'm glad that she's finally been able to get here, and it'll be really interesting to see how she goes, and that she's another Aussie. I'm definitely cheering for her outside of myself.
So, and then you also have Leanda Cave, who was riding well last year when she crashed, and seems to be in a good headspace. Seems to be really happy and really content, and has won this race before.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Leanda?
Leanda's won everything. Let's not forget.
Yes. Oh, I know.
She's been world champion at every single
Olympic distance, half. ITU long distance and Kona.
Kona, yeah. So I don't think there's another woman who's had as many world titles under her belt. Maybe McKeely, but I don't know if she won long course worlds.
Yeah.
So, Leanda doesn't have a weakness. She's a front pack swimmer. She's very strong on the bike, and she's a solid runner. But, you know, if she gets far enough up the road, she's also a smart athlete. Having been here, I think she's raced like 10, might be a 10th time.
I think it is around
there.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's going to be around for too much longer. So she'll be putting everything into this race. And a great competitor and another one that,
That's all you need, right?
Yeah. I mean, at least Rachel Joyce is at home looking after a baby. That's one I don't have to worry about. And also Carolyn decided to give it a miss this year. And also Lizzie Blatchford. So there's, three, top fivers that I've had to deal with for the past my whole career here in Kona. So those three are out of the picture. There'll be some new faces coming up, and someone will do something special that probably we're not going to talk about here today.
Exactly. Over the years, you've seen the field here for the women really improve. Mm-hmm. Like you mentioned, all the people who aren't racing.
Yeah.
And watching that and being part of that, it seems some athletes are always, oh, my God, that person's coming in. They're worried about them. It seems like your thought is, bring it on. Mm-hmm. I want to race the best people in the world on the biggest stage.
Yeah.
And let's see who wins.
Well, that's
right. I've already got three titles.
I have three titles, but I'm always striving to be the very best I can be and, I've won this race. I think I can win it again. But the biggest stage is where I can get the best out of myself.
Yeah.
You know, it's what I get most excited for. It's just, it's so worth it. Like, this race is so worth all the pain and all the effort you go through. If you can win this race, it'll change your life. And yeah, any pain out there is totally worth it when you cross that finish line, especially if it's in first place.
So there's, Paul has won 8 titles, Natasha's won 6 titles, mm-hmm. Chrissy's got 4 titles, and you've got 3 titles.
Yeah.
And what would it mean to you to get number 4? Because that's a very, you're already in a select group.
Yeah.
What would it mean to get number 4?
You know, it's everything that we've been working towards now for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
Try and get that another title. It seems greedy. You get one. It seems like at the time that's all you ever wanted, but then a few months into training you want another, and that's all you can think about. And then you get a second, and again, and yeah, I have 3 now, and I'm not done. I'm 35 years old. I should be at the peak of my endurance career.
Absolutely.
And things look good, so let's wait and see. I mean, I can't control what the other girls are going to do, but I feel like I'm in pretty damn good shape, and we'll just see what happens.
I love it. As always, thank you so much, Srini, for taking time to chat. We love it. Poncho Man, take us out.
I can see my face when I'm with you, but I love it. Yes, I love it. I say, I can feel my face when I'm with you, but I love it. Yes, I love it. It's breakfast with Bob and Britta.
Woo!